I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
This podcast was recorded on Wurundjeri land. We pay our respects to their elders past and present, and to the traditional owners of the game Mangrook, without which our game wouldn't exist. This is Footy Actually, brought to you by Play On Radio.
Hello and welcome to Footy Actually, the alternative listening footy podcast for diehard fans. My name is Kel Rowe, and I'm here with my co-host, Gemma Bastiani, AFLW analyst extraordinaire. How are you, Gem?
I'm great, thank you. We're here to talk about footy. How good's that?
So good. We love to see it and talk about it. Today, we are looking at Adelaide Crows. The Adelaide Crows, they finished first on the ladder in the home and away season with a whopping 208.3%. But unfortunately did not win the big dance against the Brisbane Lions and came up second. It's a cracker of a game, that one.
I mean, it was a great game. It was a wild ride. I drove over there, drove back within the space of like, I don't know how long. It was a whirlwind. But
remember when we could cross borders? Oh.
Well, we're allowed to now, but it's weird to think that in April I did that. But it was a joy. I got to actually watch the game from a spot where you could actually see the whole ground, which is just my favorite thing ever. So
amazing. I was doing basically my pre-game ritual for my local footy, and we had every TV in the club rooms tuned to that game. And yeah, it was a good pump up for the game that came afterwards. We had a 100-point win. So
oh wow.
Thank you very much, AFLW Grand Final. if anyone ever needs any pre-game pump-up, that's it. Do it. So we're in the off-season now. We're running up to the 2022 season. We've had some trade periods and some draft periods. Who is your trade highlight?
So I have not chosen a traded player, sorry, but I've chosen a delisted free agent selection. Fun fact, only two players in the history of the AFLW have left a club and come back to it. Right. Both of those players have left and come back to Adelaide. One of those being Jasmine Hewitt, who was at the Suns for two seasons. She was inactive last year. Without Rhianna Metcalf for the 2022 season because she has some work commitments, meaning inactive, I think Hewitt can really provide some leadership and maturity in that ruck role, because they do have Gould and McKinnon there, but I think they're still young and emerging and aren't able to hold down that role on their own. So Hewitt can do that, but also is a little bit versatile in terms of being able to play around the ground. She's not a super tall ruck, so she's quite good at ground level. She can run. She's quite athletic. So I think she's a great addition, particularly given Metcalf's inactivity.
Yeah, absolutely. For me, well, it's for also a bit cheeky. It's not a trade. It's a rookie signing. But it really is the tale of two Jasmines. I've gone with Jasmine Simmons. She was signed from basketball. She's been playing in the US college system, but grew up playing footy until she aged out. She has been playing some senior footy in regional New South Wales, so hopefully a combination of the basketball at an elite level plus the footy will set her up to perform as a tall for the Crows.
Mm.
She's got some big shoes to fill, I think, and she is still, you know, reasonably young, but there's some really good opportunities for her development into a really competitive key position player, I think.
Yeah.
It's also not a trade highlight, but in addition to a few familiar faces in coaching roles and development coaching roles, I'm really excited to see Leah Kassler get picked up by the Crows. I was incredibly surprised at her delisting from the Suns, given she did bring, well, a fair amount of experience, and seeing her have a run up forward for the Suns was kind of cool. I think in the chances that she was given, she sort of showed some promise there in a different role. So it's, again, nice to see another experienced coach or player moving into a coaching role, even if it is, you know, a loss to the Suns.
Alongside Courtney Cramier, who's in that coaching role as well, which is cool.
Absolutely. You know, we talk about it a lot, but we love to see those pathways for women in coaching in the AFLW. Mm. And it's nice to see clubs actively, you know, building out those roles and support for them.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. Who was your draft highlight?
I've gone with Abby Ballard. Given the depth that the Crows have, I don't know how early she'll get a debut, but she's someone who's nominated for the draft in the past and hasn't been selected. So it's great to see her finally picked up. She's a really hard worker, and she has the potential to be a really good role player across the midfield and half forward line for them. She's also the kind of I'm probably looking too far ahead here, but she's also the kind of player that I expect might be poached by a certain expansion team come their addition to the competition as well. So I'm really keen to see what she does and how quickly she can solidify herself into that side.
Nice. Yeah, I've picked Brooke Tonnen. She was drafted at number 20. She's a former Crows Academy member and is coming into the AFLW system off the back of a premiership winning season with Glenelg in the SAN AFLW. So hopefully this elevation to elite footy will give her an opportunity to, I guess, capitalise on that success and keep building that confidence as a player. Mm. She plays as a halfback or on the wing and reads the play really well, and has also worked quite hard in the off-season so that she's got like a really solid start with the Crows in this season. So looking forward to seeing how she takes to it. But I mean, the Crows list is really solid, so it'd be interesting to see how long some of these new players have to debut.
Do you want to know a fun fact about Brooke Tonnen? We have the same birthday, although she is 13 years younger than me.
Fantastic.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Happy birthday to you both for whenever that is.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
So, any off-season concerns we need to unpack for the Crows?
Yeah, I think their loss of experience is a bit of a concern. So Randall, Phillips, Marinoff and Hatchard, they'll all be there in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
But Metcalf, as we've already mentioned, is inactive. Ange Foley, inactive given that knee injury she suffered in the grand final. Jess Sedgenery, mm-hmm. Also inactive as she pursues a cycling career. Yeah. And this is compounded, I think, by the loss of Chloe Shear to Geelong. They need more of their youth to step up and do more and carry more of the load. And I think the pain right now will put them in good stead for future seasons. But there's a lot hanging over their heads in terms of expansion. They've very much enjoyed being the only AFLW side in South Australia for the first 5 years. They're going to have to share, but also we need to see that, you know, Phillips likely has one more year in her. When she's gone, what do the Crows look like? Because they don't perform as well without Aaron Phillips there. Chelsea Randall is the other one who's going to be captaining them. Their history, their track record with and without Chelsea Randall is really stark. It is very different when she's playing as compared to when she's not in terms of their win-loss and their percentage.
She's really like the heart and soul. Both a really talented player, but what she brings in leadership and cohesion for the team, I think, is really, really critical for the Crows.
Yeah, and I feel like a broken record with this, but we haven't yet seen that this can be a successful side without those two in the side. Yep. We haven't seen it. And until we have, I'm going to keep saying it, because there's going to be a day where Adelaide doesn't have Phillips and they don't have Chelsea Randall. What are they going to do? 2020 is a really good example of that, because Aaron Phillips was in the side, but Chelsea Randall missed that ACL injury.
Yeah.
They really struggled. We need to see other players stepping up and being able to take the game by the scruff of the neck and actually perform rather than be a supporting character for that quartet. And that's what my concern is.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely felt like there were too many key names on that inactive list. But, I mean, we have spoken before about how clubs outside of South Australia are passing on draft picks to target experienced players in the Adelaide system or the South Australian system. So there is talent there. And potentially, you know, with the absence of some of those names, there is going to be space this year for some of that younger up and coming talent and people who have been there for a little while but hadn't really had the space to kind of really fulfill their potential. Maybe this is the year for them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think you're right to highlight that they do have this boogeyman hanging over their head with the expansion, because that really is going to shift what football looks like in South Australia with what coming on board.
Absolutely. Sure. And, you know, I'm just going to manifest an Aaron Phillips retiring at the end of the 2022 season and immediately being named the head coach of the Port Adelaide AFLW side.
Look, I really, you know, I don't want to cut Phillips' career short by any means, but I would be happy with that. That would be great.
That would be one of the greatest things ever, given her family history with Port Adelaide as well. Could Absolutely. You imagine? Oh,
they would never get her as a player. They could. I don't think they could ever get her as a player if she was going to play one more year and play for them. But as a coach, I feel the possibilities there more so.
I think that one way or another, we're going to see Aaron Phillips in Port Adelaide colours sooner rather than later.
And so, how do you think the Crows will structure their play this year? Do you think they'll change anything up or?
So the way they've been most effective, again, relying on that quartet of players, but dominate at stoppage and then use clean ball movement on the outside. So it's not as much run and carry. It's much more clean kick and mark between one another, use their skill, and then target marking forwards inside 50. So once they are in their attacking half, they make the ground small. Their defensive group moves up the ground a little bit and creates that kind of ring. Yeah. And they block off defensive exits from opposition sides. So
they create the wall.
Yeah, they make they make the opposition feel trapped into a corner when they're at their best. And that was really evident in the St. Kilda game this year. So, yeah, they're very well drilled when it comes to that.
Yeah, that kind of pressure play can undo a team, as we saw. Mm. Or I didn't. I just heard about the score and then couldn't bring myself to watch it. I'm really keen to see the likes of Nofi Phillips, Danielle Ponta and Chelsea Randall at full strength. But using their leadership and experience to kind of guide the fledgling Crows through into the season, I feel like that would be a really scary prospect for any opposition this season. You know, those players hitting their straps, but also equally lifting some of the newer, fresher talent up to that level. Mm. That seems like a real terrifying proposition.
Yeah.
But some amazing football will come out of it. Who's your dream matchup?
For me, it's Fremantle. I think pressure really challenges Adelaide's ability to get the game on their own terms and use that clean ball movement that we discussed. Fremantle are a great pressure side. So, yeah, I love that idea. And, you know, we saw under kind of difficult circumstances, Fremantle this year in round three went to Adelaide expecting to be in a hub for 3 weeks, went to Adelaide, beat Adelaide convincingly off the back of that pressure and that connection as a team. They just got Adelaide unstuck. So I'd love to see that matchup again.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's not often you see their feathers ruffled like that. So, yeah, great game. I would love to see the grand final rematch with Brisbane. There was just so much ferocity and physicality in that grand final. It was really, really incredible. And you'd have to think, given that the Lions denied them that third premiership, that they've got a score to settle. But there's some individual player matchups in that game that I really enjoyed. So Cassie Spark tagging anyone in the middle is amazing to watch. And she's just so incredibly athletic and has the drive to keep going all game like that. But also, the really dynamic forward line for Brisbane against the Crows defensive unit, and just so many good matchups, so much great footy came out of that game. And ultimately, obviously, Brisbane won. So I feel like the Crows would be out to kind of state their case next time those two teams meet up.
Yeah.
Do you reckon we've got another finals? I think so.
I think finals, I think maybe not in the top half of the eight or the six. But yeah, I still think they're there.
I did feel this year, and it might just be because Adelaide is not a team that I play a great amount of attention to, because they're Adelaide and they're good and they do their thing. And I have a couple of other teams that I support before.
A couple.
Yeah, half a dozen. But I did feel, from that perspective, for me, when they suddenly popped up first on the ladder in the home and away season, I was like, where did that come from? Obviously, I haven't been paying attention. But they are still a very dangerous team, despite other teams having moments of brilliance and performing really well. And I think that's possibly why I was distracted from paying attention to Adelaide this last season, was because there was so much improvement happening in other teams, whereas they're just consistently good. I was kind of like, they're fine. To see them hit the top, that was pretty impressive. Nice to see them do it again, but yeah, it might be a different sort of year this year.
Let's really judge Adelaide come 2023.
It's going to be a different year altogether, that one.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, that's a wrap on our preview of Adelaide for the 2022 AFLW season. If you'd like to find us on the internet and talk even more footy, you can find us on Twitter. I'm at @Ro_Kel, and you can find at @PlayOnRadioMel there as well. Gemma, what's your Twitter handle?
I'm at @GLBastiani on Twitter, where I tweet stats and Swans highlights.
And possible poachings from Port when the time comes.
Yes.
Well, that's it from us for now. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time on Footy Actually.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code Program.